Talk Radio 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Mark Price producing 1320 WILS. And yep, we're streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Really pleased to have my next guest with us. This is just a story that made me feel good when I read it, and I wanted to find out more about it. On the phone with me now, I'm joined by Bruce Dunn, who's with Gorslin Runciman Funeral Homes in the Lansing area. Good evening, Bruce. How are you?
Hi, Cheryl. How are you this evening?
I'm very well. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. What I came across, basically, was an ad that your funeral homes had placed in the newspaper, and actually it was my mom who caught this one and tipped me off to this, and I'm pleased that she did. And through Dignity Memorial, which you are affiliated with in, with your funeral homes, correct?
That is correct. Uh-huh.
Very good. They have something that is called the Public Servants Program, and maybe you could just tell us a little bit what it's about, and then we can move from there.
Well, I certainly appreciate the invitation, and I know this obviously is something that not many people wish to talk about, and I truly hope and pray that a family in our community does not need this program in the future. But we're a part of a group called Dignity Memorial Network, which is several thousand funeral homes across the United States. And about 10 years ago, we established a program that really looked at our public servants that risk their lives each day to protect us in such a courageous way in all our communities that we live and work. And so this program was established to help support their survivors and help to honor and celebrate the life of not only our career, but also our volunteer law enforcement officers, firefighters, and EMTs or emergency medical technicians who might die in the line of duty.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, and just, you know, some aspects of the program that I might share would be that if we were to experience a death in our community and if that family were to contact us, we would provide a funeral or a memorial service that could be followed with cremation or burial, and also provide the merchandise and services needed to provide those arrangements. A couple things of note in addition to that, we have a Everlasting Memorial site that's a permanent internet site that the families can post pictures, people can acknowledge the death on that site, and we also would have a 24-hour compassion hotline that would be available to them.
Yeah, that is part of what I noticed, Bruce, as well, that it said there's a program of continuing counseling that would be available to family members as well.
Yeah, we've been very, very concerned about this. Since 1974 in our community, we provided aftercare or counseling services. And back in 74, it was a time when it was very difficult for families to find that access in our area. And so currently we have a couple of things that I'd like to share. First, the toll-free number. That's a number that's staffed by advanced degree professionals that's available 24 hours a day that specifically deal with helping grief counseling. And I think it's just wonderful to think that someone could pick up that phone at 3 o'clock in the morning and speak to someone. And this is totally not to take away from their family or friends or clergy that offer this support, but it's just another outlet for them. In addition to that, locally, we've had an aftercare program, as I said, for a number of years, almost 40 now, I guess, called Life's Landscapes. It's headed by one of my colleagues, Gwen Capsha, and as a part of that program, we provide one-on-one counseling. We have support groups. We provide a walking group, which at this time of year, and you can experience that with the snow tonight, is a breakfast group. We provide luncheons. We have a candle lighting service. We have a hospice teleconference, and we have a semi-annual grief conference. And we do those all, and I don't want to make it sound self-serving, but we do that to our community at no charge, whether or not we were to serve the family, because we're so committed to this. We realize whether we provide a funeral or a memorial service for this family, it doesn't end at that point. So, their lives have been changed forever, and we want to be there to help support them as they go along this journey, and at the least be a resource for them to find other things that would be helpful to them.
Well, and I can't imagine, you said that the helpline being 24 hours, there are moments when you don't, I'm sure you would feel at those times, you can't pick up the phone and call someone at 3 or 4 in the morning. And having someone on the end of the phone to help and knowing that there are resources there has got to be immeasurably comforting.
Well, I think it is, and also, you know, there's sometimes that, unfortunately, someone might be embarrassed about what they're talking about, and to be able to talk to a total stranger that's not going to know them personally is a huge help to them, I think, in their journey.
Absolutely. Where is this just donated services from the Dignity Memorial?
It's donated by each one of our local funeral homes. And I'm sure there are funeral homes in other parts of the country that do something that don't publicize it. And over the years, I know other firms have donated many services for many different reasons. But we just felt at this time, with all the things that we are experiencing across this country, it might be more important if we would put this out in the public so that they would see it.
Yeah, and let me emphasize that this was, you know, this was a nice, quiet, dignified ad that just was kind of quietly spoke to you. And my, like I said, my mom read it and said, Cheryl, take a look at this. You might be interested in this for your show. And I thought, wow, this is something that's happening quietly in our community. And I just thought people ought to be aware of it. Because I think you're doing the right thing for one, Bruce. But there may be someone who reads this or hears about this who will know someone someday who does is in need of the service, and I think people need to know about it.
Well, I do appreciate you taking time to connect with me and be on the show this evening.
Well, I appreciate it very much, Bruce. Happy New Year to you and your family.
And thank you, and same to you.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Bruce Dunn, who's with Gorslin Runciman Funeral Homes, a Dignity Memorial Funeral Homes, on something called the Public Servants Program. I think it's just something nice in our community, and I wanted you folks to be aware of it. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after these messages.